Hi, everyone, and welcome to Lyrically Lime and on the Neil Haley Network. Really exciting things happening. The 10th year must be that year. It's a kind of excitement, all the opportunities that are developing in radio. You spend these years, you know, interviewing amazing people, and everything seems like it's coming out. You got to check me out on all different social media sites and hit me up, and you'll see some of these new developments happening. Some of the big interviews and all that stuff at neilhaley.com. But I'm excited to welcome to the program my co-host, Peyton Leonard. Peyton, how are you? And we have another inspiring guest. I think that's the theme that we've been booking the last couple of weeks on your podcast is, again, these inspiring guests.
Yeah, definitely. I'm okay. Can't complain. But I'm excited to interview our guest tonight. She sounds really awesome.
Absolutely, Peyton. So you want to go ahead and introduce our guest?
Yes. Her name is Darla Davies, and she's the only competitive athlete and ballroom dancer who in less than 3 years claimed the United States Pro American Smooth Championship title, succumbed to hip replacement surgery, and fought back to regain the national championship. Darla, how are you tonight?
Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for having me. Just to clarify, I won the Pro-Am American Smooth Championship, and that's kind of just like what you see on Dancing with the Stars. I'm the amateur dancing with a pro. So Pro-Am dancing is very big in this country.
Oh, I saw Pro-Am, but I wasn't sure if that was a typo.
No. It means a professional and an amateur dancing together.
Awesome. Yes. That's so cool.
Uh-huh. Right. So I have a book out that I'm very excited about.
Yes. Please tell us about your book.
Yes. The book is called Who Said I'd Never Dance Again? A Journey from Hip Replacement Surgery to Athletic Victory. And it's about my experience as a top competitive pro-am ballroom dancer for several years. I was crushed when an orthopedic surgeon told me I'd never dance again if I got hip replacement surgery. So my book is about my journey to recover from surgery for degenerative joint disease, plus not only to heal my physical body, but also psychologically prep myself for the grueling journey back to the competition floor in my quest to win a national championship title.
Darla, I mean, think about when it just, when it happened to you, it's just crushed you, right? Because all your life you've spent dancing, right? Kind of tell us that story of how that developed in your life in dancing that led to that injury. So that the hard work that you put through, that someone tell you you might never dance again. That had to hurt really bad.
Yeah, it was hard. In my mid-40s, an active life of tennis, golf, and dancing and gym workouts left me with sore legs, which gradually worsened over about the next 5 years. And I had a painful groin ache in my left leg, which sent me in search of relief. So first I went to a chiropractor who told me that my problem was definitely not the hip. And that was wrong. Then I went to an orthopedic doctor, and he's the one who discovered my degenerative arthritis of the hip on an x-ray. And he suggested that I take anti-inflammatory drugs and painkillers and physical therapy and steroid injections. And he suggested that I put off hip replacement surgery because artificial joints are expected to only last about 15 years.
Wow.
Something, yeah, I mean, so I can't, it's got to be, yeah, that's got to be really rough. And Peyton had the same kind of situation. That's one reason why we booked you on her show with me compared to other ones, because of her traumatic situation that happened, her being diagnosed with Lyme disease, and how she was she was in college as an opera singer, as opera as her major, and she went through that real big challenge. So that was just unbelievable to think about, you know, what she went through and how she had to hit rock bottom in the hard work. Right, Peyton?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was a very hard. I mean, I still deal with Lyme disease on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, definitely. And I can relate going to the chiropractor and everything because the Lyme has caused my hip to twist. It's weakened my right leg, which is a little bit shorter than my left. Mm-hmm. And it's caused my hip to twist, and it's called sciatica. And so that's been a killer. But I take some pain medication for that, and that helps a lot. But, yeah, I can totally relate to your pain. Now, how early is too early for surgery, do you think?
Well,
what's your opinion on that?
You know, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I know. Unfortunately, hips don't come with a warranty or a guarantee that they're going to last for, you know, a lifetime. And some people just have bad luck. You know, you could be 45 or 50 or 55 or 75 when your hip gives out. And unfortunately, it does happen to some people in their 40s and happened to me around 50. But what I want to tell people is you don't have to live with chronic pain for months or even years. When it's time, it's time. And I write about some famous people in my book who have had hip replacements. And we all have sort of the same experience. We try to go on as long as we can, enjoying the sport that we love so much. And you finally get to a point where you just have to give up and surrender to surgery. And really, that's the only solution, you know?
What would you ever give away, give up for the having to have hip replacement surgery? Would you ever say, I would never do all the things I did just because I had hip replacement surgery? Because some people will say, you know, after, you know, as an athlete, they went through all this pain and toil and then got injured, and it really affected the rest of their lives in certain ways that it wasn't worth it. I think you'd say it was far worth it to go through what you went through to, and then have surgery after that, right?
Well, you know, I think if you're an active athlete your whole life, like I was riding horses and flipping off of trampolines and diving boards and leaping through the air at tennis balls. And, you know, when your cartilage is gone, it's gone. And luckily, there is this wonderful solution called hip replacement surgery. Otherwise, you know, people would be suffering all over the world instead of having a wonderful brand new hip to sort of move on with. And I just think it's like the greatest gift to be able to get a hip replacement when your cartilage is gone and you are in so much pain.
And I agree. Mm-hmm. You can't deal with chronic pain so much. And that's one thing I was surprised about, Darla, until I started working with Peyton, how much pain people go through with Lyme disease. I was...
I've read about it.
And Peyton, you keep talking about it, and it, somehow it doesn't come out all the time. They think, okay, yeah, there are certain things that are side effects, but the pain, Peyton, is really rough, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I take pain medication. And I take baths with Epsom salt, and I try to pace myself and rest. And, you know, if that doesn't work, then I'll take like ibuprofen, and even that works sometimes. So, pain is like a day-to-day thing that I kind of have to deal with. It's not nearly as bad as it was, thank God, because I had really bad neuropathy all over my body from the Lyme disease. I mean, I still do, but the pain medication really helps with it. That and the sciatica, those were the two main things that were causing me like serious pain. And, I mean, I still have arthritic pain and joint pain and muscle aches and all kinds of stuff like that, but I can deal with those things. I have to, I kind of don't have a choice, you know?
I feel bad for you. So when you have Lyme disease, it's never completely gone. Is that what you're saying?
It depends. Like some people, they are able to get diagnosed right away. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to get treatment. And so it goes into remission or it completely goes away. And then some people like me, it takes months or years for them to get diagnosed. I was lucky. It only took me a couple of months. But even with that, and the 28-day protocol that I went on for antibiotics, it didn't help. And my symptoms have progressively gotten worse over time. Mm-hmm. And so it really depends. It's a beast for sure.
And that's something, Darla, I had no idea about. And I thought, you know, through at one point you grow out of it, or not grow out of it, but deal with less side effects after treatment. Like, you think mm-hmm. it's something like any disease can be treated, this, but this is just something that should be out there more for sure. And Darla, once you had the surgery, and that's probably one reason why you wrote the book, is the recovery for mm-hmm. hip replacement surgery is very grueling, isn't it?
Well, it's a process, but I attacked it. I started with home therapy exercises. I mean, you start out doing little exercises in your bed at home, and then I progressed to physical therapy at the gym and in the swimming pool. And then after 4 months, I started doing some light basic dancing, and I slowly worked back to dancing my waltz, tango, foxtrot, and Viennese waltz routines. So then,
wow.
7 months after my surgery, I competed for the first time with my new hip, and I placed first in all of my events, and I was really happy.
Wow.
So at that point, I felt strong enough to move on to a personal trainer. And let me just tell you, that was not easy, because high-level ballroom dancing requires core body strength and leg strength. You have to move with speed and power forwards and backwards down the dance floor. And of course, in the woman's case, she's wearing high heels. So it was hard work. But 10 months after my surgery, I danced in the United States Championships, and I placed fifth in my division. And I thought, well, this is pretty good. I was happy. But I still believed that I could win a national title with this new hip. And then 1 year later, I did win the Pro-Am Open to the World American Smooth Championship.
And that's amazing. And that's amazing. And that's what I'm hoping and praying for Peyton through this struggle, that she's getting back to her music, that she is practicing a lot of the different things. And she's inspiring people as well, Peyton, right, with your recovery and dealing with the pain and the difficulties, but still performing well in your talents, right, Peyton?
I hope so. I hope I'm inspiring people. I in my own relationship with God, I've always told him that I've always wanted to inspire people and help them have hope. And so I feel like through Lyme disease and through everything that I've gone through, like, he's given me a story that people can relate to. And I feel like, I have been able to be an inspiration to other people, and that's been really cool. And I'm back into my music. I'm trying to release an album this year as my goal. I have a producer, and I wrote a sci-fi novel, and I have a publisher that's actually interested in it. And so I'm waiting to hear back from them. And I'm trying to work, and I'm in school still. I'm getting my degree in English now instead of opera, since English is a little bit easier to do from home. But I hope someday to go back to JMU and get my opera degree, because I love it so much. And so I'd love to still be able to pursue it despite the health challenges that I face on a day-to-day basis. We'll see what God does, though.
She's very humble, Darla, but she's doing a lot, and with all the challenges she's going through. And that's what really inspires me, is to see people that have gone through adversity and are able to overcome. And your story, as you said, once you had the surgery, they thought you'd never perform again. And to be able to perform and perform at a high level is probably the one reason why you've written this book, right? This is the big thing. If there wasn't that crescendo of that unbelievable reaching the highest mountaintop with the challenges you went through, you wouldn't have written this book, right? This is really a way to inspire and bring people together to say, whatever challenges you have, you can overcome.
Absolutely. And also, that surgeon who told me that, obviously, you know, he was a very experienced guy. He was a former chairman of orthopedics at a large hospital. He was a world travel researcher. How could he not know that certainly if I had a good surgeon that I would be able to dance again? Because the surgeon that I did end up with, he had a totally different outlook. He said, you weigh 110 pounds. This will be so easy. I'll have you dancing again in no time. You know, he acted like it was no big deal. And when he finished and I saw him a couple more times, he said, okay, go do whatever you want now. Just don't get tackled and don't slide into base.
Oh, my goodness.
So obviously I can't play football or baseball, but dancing is not a problem.
And Darla, I love when people challenge me to say I can't do something. It drives me beyond belief. It's something that, you know, takes me to, like, you know, someone said to me, you're not going to be able to become a teacher. This is just not for you. And I became a teacher. Or somebody would say, you can't teach a high level subject matter. You need to stay in elementary school. I ended up teaching, you know, geometry and tutoring now pre-calculus and college students. I mean, that's just one thing. Or, hey, you're not going to be you can't be an entrepreneur. And I'm an entrepreneur. So I love when these challenges and then people tell me, well, and this is what happens, Darla. It's a lot to do. And I know Peyton believes this too. A lot to do with, if we listen to the noise, people are around in this world that will always try to bring a negative spin that you can't. I refuse that.
You are so right.
I refuse that. I beyond belief. And Peyton, I want you to have that confidence as well. And you're very humble, but let yourself say, I'm trying to. You will do it because you can do it. You have gifts and talents, and you focus on those gifts and talents, and you will make it. If you tell yourself, if you have any shadow of a doubt, where you have a champion right on the phone with us right now, and she's telling you, Peyton, if you have doubt in your mind, it's not going to happen. So you got to erase the doubt completely. Right, Darla? I know I'm just trying to pump you up and then get Peyton.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to believe in yourself, even if no one else does. You know, sometimes you just have to say no to the limited expectations of others in order to succeed beyond measure. Just believe in yourself and stick to your plan, and you will achieve it.
And there's going to be bumps in the road. There are going to be things that take you in a different direction. And I've had that, and I don't really keep it public of some of the things I've had to do in the last 6 to 7 months. But now I'm sitting here 6 to 7 months later and saying to myself, holy cow, I'm exactly in the same position that I was in a better position than I was 6 to 7 months ago when I went in a different direction. And that's what we have to have in our lives, is to tell ourselves, wherever we're going, we're going to have success. If we have in our mindset, we can't forget about it. And so, Peyton, that's what I'm going to tell you. Next time I ask that question with another inspiring person like Darla on a show with us, you're going to say, I can and I will. You're going to become published. Don't say I have a possibility. I'm going to be published. I'm going to be successful in my music. And then it will happen. If you tell yourself it won't, that will be that last, that little effort. So, Peyton, now, what question do you have for Darla? But I'm really liking the vibes on this interview and how we're really hopefully inspiring others to say, don't listen to the negative people that tell you you can't do something, because you can.
Yeah, definitely. Darla, I wanted to ask you about your husband, Jim. And I see that you guys are dance partners as well. That's really cool.
Yes.
How did you two meet?
Actually, I met him at a dance camp where people were just there to take instruction. And then about a year later, he was invited to be a guest instructor at the studio that I was dancing in. And so that's how we met. But Jim is a 2-time United States professional American smooth ballroom dance champion. And he's been trained. Yeah, he's been trained by the grand masters of ballroom dancing. So his teaching and his dance skills are superior to most teachers. And I'm very lucky to have him as a teacher and a partner, but I must say he is very demanding of me. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, many dance students, they just want to go to a competition and dance around and wear a pretty costume. But Jim, like my personal trainer, Derek, knows that I want to win against the best dancers in the world in my division. Mm. And we all know that winners don't get to be where they are by being mediocre. So it's funny when I'm dancing with Jim and I say, how was that step we just did? Or how was that sequence of steps? And he says, oh, it was okay. I know it was not good enough because okay means it's not good enough. And so we keep working on it to make it perfect. But he's hard on me. Like he says funny things that are very sarcastic. Like, are you even listening to this music? You know, because the whole thing about being a good dancer is being able to dance on time to the music. And sometimes right. we have a lot on our mind. You know, we're thinking about footwork and technique and holding your posture up. And then sometimes you forget about being on perfect time to the music. It's not as easy as it looks.
And with the growth, with the growth of dancing on the mainstream, you think you can dance, different ones like that. Again, the World of Dance, which I've had Derek Huff on my show a couple times, and also I've interviewed a lot of people from Dancing with the Stars. Darla, are you so excited about where this is going on the mainstream, where dance when you started compared to now, where the imagine, you know, you guys are the stars now. Before it was just like you were just in the in the fringe. Now you are superstars as a profession.
Right. I mean,
yeah,
it is so exciting to me. I mean, people are flowing into dance studios all over the country, and everybody talks about Dancing with the Stars and all these, the World of Dance. I mean, people are just glued to the TV. They can't get enough of it. And I just think it's extremely exciting for the dance industry.
And I tell you, again, talking to different people like Sharna Burgess or Derek Huff or any of them, they really love to have this platform. Unlike other athletes, Darla, and then I'll let you get another question, Peyton. Unlike other athletes, they're willing to have the stage. They're willing to talk to others. They're willing to really explain this and believe in this in your fraternity and your family of dance.
Sure.
Compared to other sports where they're really not out there to share. And I think that's what keeps growing, and more people keep looking at you guys as role models more than some other athletes because of that character and that drive and that teachable moment and the humble part of what you guys do. And that's, you guys should be commended for that, because that's what that profession's really showing. And I think that's putting it on the mainstream and then seeing how approachable you guys are. Look out, right? Where you guys are going to go as a profession in the next 10 years.
Right. Yeah. Dancers on the whole are very friendly people. They all want to help each other out, and they want to help everyone learn to dance and enjoy it and be a good dancer. We all want everybody to be happy.
That's great. Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Peyton, any other questions for Darla that you saw that, you know, that you're thinking about throughout the show? Again, I'm just really inspired by this. Keeps me motivated throughout the night, where I have some international work to do tonight and everything. But by getting to talk to Darla and you, Peyton, I just can't, I won't say no. I will go through and break through, which every night I have to do in specific ways to keep my dreams and opportunities going. What question do you have next, Peyton?
Awesome, yeah. So, Darla, what's it like being behind the scenes of the glamorous ballroom dance industry? Like, what all goes in place, like, for a competition or even in, like, Dancing with the Stars? Like, I know from watching So You Think You Can Dance, a lot goes into it. But I guess, what's your firsthand experience?
Well, there's a lot of work that goes into presenting yourself in a competition or on Dancing with the Stars. I've actually been to Dancing with the Stars. Jim and I know some of the pros on the show, and I wanted to go when Suzanne Summers was on the show because I just like her and I wanted to meet her. And but to answer your question, there's a lot of preparation, you know, learning your dance material and making sure that your technique is right and you remember your steps. And, you know, there's the morning of, you got to get your hair and makeup done, and you have to have a costume, and you have to just make sure that you're going to put your best foot forward. And, you know, there's a lot of politics in judging dancing, believe it or not. You think, I mean, there's actually more politics in dancing than there is in Washington, D.C., in my opinion, because you've got, you've got your chain studios like Arthur Murray and Fred Astaire. And then you have somebody like me who's from an independent studio. And when I'm dancing and I see a judging panel that has maybe three or four Arthur Murray judges and three or four Fred Astaire judges, I know that that's probably not going to be a good day for me, because they don't want me to win. They want the Arthur Murray dancer to win, and the Fred Astaire judges want the Fred Astaire dancer to win. So it's, you know, it's hard sometimes when you know that the judging panel is going to be swayed one way or the other. But as for me, you know, I just thought, I just always think, I'm just going to show them good dancing and make them feel guilty if they don't mark me first.
Well, they must love you. They must love you, Darla, for your success, for sure. Peyton has that final question she always asks about the biggest challenges or one. So what question do you have for Darla that she's not answered that involves challenges, Peyton?
Let's see. So with your hip replacement and everything, I guess, would you say, I guess even through the recovery process, what was the hardest part for you personally?
Yeah.
I'm sure for everyone it's different.
It was hard to, you know, when you're sitting there and you've just had this surgery and your hip is 10 times bigger than it's supposed to be because it's so swollen, and then you get up and try to walk, you think, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get out of this state? But you know, it's baby steps. You just have to keep yourself motivated and make a plan and say, you know, 4 months from now, it's going to be different. I'm going to be dancing in 4 months. And, you know, everything progressed pretty smoothly. I can honestly tell you that the hardest thing was when I got my personal trainer at the gym, Derek. He trained me like I was a football player or something. And he constantly, you know, I was jumping on and off of platforms and doing leaping lunges across the gym. And I constantly surprised myself by what I was capable of doing with my new hip. And it was a lot of hard work. And sometimes I just wanted to lay on the floor and cry. And he said, Darla, you're going to do this? Or do you want to place fifth? And I said, no. He said, do you want to win? I said, yes. And he said, then get up and do this. So you just have to move on and press on.
Yeah.
And definitely that's the definite story. Darla, where can we purchase your book and learn more about you? Where can we go?
Yeah. You can walk into your local Barnes & Noble and ask for the book, or you can order it wherever books are sold. And my website is mydancinghips.com.
That's a perfect title for the website. You know, searchable. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. And you can also search author Darla Davies on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, you're fabulous, okay, cool. And you're really inspiring. And if somebody else can do what you do and you can help more other people based on your story, what a tremendous thing you're doing. And best of luck, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, and thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it tonight. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Thank you, Darla.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Okay,
all right, bye. Bye-bye. That was Lyric Looney Lime, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.